Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services reports that out of an abundance of caution, vaccine providers in the state have been asked to pause all use of the single-dose Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine immediately, in accordance with a joint announcement from the CDC and the FDA. What this means is that all upcoming appointments with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine are being canceled because the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices is reviewing six cases of a rare and severe type of blood clot in women aged 18 to 48 after the vaccination with the vaccine. So anyone who is scheduled to receive the vaccine in Alaska this week should be aware that their appointment will be canceled or postponed. Dan Nelson, Kenai Peninsula Borough Emergency Manager, spoke to KSRM.
The Kenai Borough is going to do the same thing and follow suit with the CDC recommendations on pausing the administration of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. So we really defer to the state health department and CDC for guidance on doing some of these things. Our role is really to help provision this and make sure the logistics are taken care of. So that being said, the borough is going to pause those vaccines. We do have a clinic coming up here this weekend, I believe, that's now going to be paused as we wait and see what the outcome is from their recommendations.
Nelson talks on if he's experienced difficulty as a result of the decision.
There have been a good amount of vaccine availability provided to us. So the pausing of the Johnson & Johnson will certainly throw some difficulties into it, because many people were very happy with the single-dose administration. As a reminder, the other two vaccines that we have access to, the Pfizer and Moderna, are two-dose. So I think there will be a little bit of adjustment that we'll need for scheduling and some of those things, but I think it will be relatively minor and still have all of those vaccines available to those that want to switch to another one.
More details at RadioKenai.com. Anchorage will lift all limits on outdoor gatherings in a new coronavirus emergency order set to take effect Friday night. Acting Mayor Austin Quinn-Davidson announced the emergency order Monday, a day before the Anchorage Assembly was scheduled to decide whether to extend the city's emergency proclamation, which gives the mayor the power to issue the emergency orders. The Assembly must renew that proclamation or all emergency orders will be nullified after Friday. The new emergency order will take effect after it's either revoked or the city's health department certifies that 70% of eligible Anchorage residents are fully vaccinated. According to what the order said, about 36% of Anchorage residents 16 or older are fully vaccinated. Outdoor gatherings no longer will have capacity restrictions, though mask and social distancing mandates will remain. According to the report, many rules regarding indoor gatherings will remain the same, including restricted gatherings with food and beverages of 25 people. Indoor gatherings without food or drinks remain capped at 35 people, but large ballrooms or conference spaces soon will be able to hold seated events with up to four times the current indoor gathering limits, as long as 6 feet of space is maintained between the tables, according to the Anchorage Daily News. Organized indoor sporting events will be allowed to host four spectators for each athlete instead of the current limit of two spectators per athlete. Outdoor athletic events still have no limitations besides social distancing requirements. The city also will continue to require public-facing businesses to socially distance their customers. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.